bread, my sunshine, my all in all, the great creator, he became my savior, and all God's fullness, blessed.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you because you came down from your glory to save and to redeem us, O Lord. You, the great creator, you really became our savior. You became our friend, O Lord, so that you can partake of our weaknesses and experience in your body what we are going through and be a perfect redeemer for us, O Lord. That's why we come this morning as the people of those redeemed by the blood, O Lord, coming to fellowship with you, coming back to our origins, O Lord, from which we draw our life, from which we draw our existence, O Lord. Strengthen us as we stand in your presence. Speak to us, O Lord. Bless your people for coming. Heavenly Father, let our presence in this house not be just in like in any other gathering, O Lord, but let it really be very profitable to our souls. And when we go out of this place, let us really rejoice and feel renewed in the spirit, drawing more strength to carry on the course, O Lord. We thank you, we bless you, bless the reading of the word, bless the Sunday schools upstairs and here down, bless the preaching, bless the whole service as we commit it into your hands in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Ludovic, welcome back. Thank you. Sister Marichika, God bless you. Welcome back. Who else? Everybody. Okay. Brother Wilmo. No need to say welcome back anymore because it will be a daily routine now. Okay, let's open. God bless you for coming. God bless you for being in his house. Acts chapter 7. 51 to 52. Acts 7:51-52. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers. Amen. You may be seated. So I just want to add a little bit, a very little, to what Brother Maxwell has been talking about recently in Sunday school, about the Elijah of Malachi 4. It was a very good sermon, you know, and I need just to remind us of what we believe. Because, brethren, sometimes let's not take it for granted, the things we believe. Because those people Brother Maxwell was talking about, they were message believers, you know, they are message believers. At some stage, they believe that Brother Branham is the Elijah of Malachi 4. But at some stage now, they say, no. It was John the Baptist. You know, that's why we need to be very careful on the things we believe. Because let's not take it for granted. Our faith needs to be, you know, upgraded, updated. We need to update our faith. Because the things we believe today, we are going to see it. Sometimes we may stand and say, you know, start questioning them. If we don't update our faith. Amen. You know, they were message believers. They said, God blessed us, sent us a prophet. It's the Elijah. Malachi 4 is fulfilled. But now they say, no. It was a lie. It was John the Baptist. So you just want to see that men die, but spirits never die. Amen. Amen. What you are doing today, people did it before you. What those people are saying today, people did it before them. Today they are, you know, trying to raise John the Baptist. You know, it was John the Baptist. But himself, John the Baptist, when he was on earth, did people believe him? When John the Baptist was, you know, fulfilling his ministry, was it not the same people in his generation that beheaded him? Was it not the same people in his generation that didn't believe in John the Baptist? Listen to what Jesus says. Luke 7, about John the Baptist. Because today, John the Baptist is a great man. Everybody, we even name our children John the Baptist. In those days, if you name your child John the Baptist, I wonder if that child will go in the streets. People will stone him. Because John the Baptist was taken as, a crazy man. I don't know if, as the prophet says, if he bathed 5 times in his life. A man weird looking and people didn't believe him. Luke 7 from 31. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not wept. Amen. For John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a devil. Amen. These are the people that, you know, in the time, in the generation of John the Baptist, they called him a demon. He came not drinking, not eating. They say he's a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking. And you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. So what do you want exactly? Amen. People die, but spirits never die. Amen. Even to say today, you say, oh, if I was in that time, I wouldn't have crucified Jesus. I don't point at anyone here. But just look at yourself. You may have been of those people who are saying, crucify him. Because they thought they were right. Because they were calling him a drinker, a friend of publicans and people of wrongdoing. You know, go and watch that, last movie they are making about, I don't know what it's called, that about Jesus, the chosen. Publicans, come and see how the publicans were hated people in society. Because they were the representative of the Romans. So Jesus, who came to deliver people, he becomes friend of those people. So you see yourself. So that's not our topic. So we just need to be very careful on what we believe. And update our faith. Faith is not something you take for granted. Because if you don't, you will see at some stage yourself, you get into distraction. And you may start questioning things that you took for truth. The disciples themselves, at some stage, they took it as a, you know, we follow, we are Jesus followers, and Everything that Jesus says, we say amen to that because it is the word. We punctuate it by amen. Jesus said it, they say amen. Amen, amen, amen. But it became a ritual. Some of the things they were saying amen to, they were not even thinking. They were not even realizing. So that when these things came to realization, it manifested that they were not believing what Jesus, some of the things Jesus was telling them. We are going to see it. Amen. So that's why we are really drawing our attention on these things. Matthew chapter 16, 21. We want to keep it a Sunday school lesson. We don't want to start into preaching. Matthew 16, 21. It was Jesus giving, you know, a very good sermon there. And they were there saying, amen to the word. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. The disciples said, amen. Are we together? When Jesus said, the Son of Man will be crucified and will raise again the third day, they say, amen. That's the pure truth of the word. But they forgot that their faith needed to be updated. Because the day the scripture was fulfilled, they called it fairy tales. Amen. They called it fairy tales. While they thought they were believers, you know, we believe in the word, we believe Jesus is the Son of Man. But the very words that the Son of Man, a prophecy he gave about his resurrection, when it came to be fulfilled, they were the first that rejected it. Even one of them said, if you don't show me his wounds, so I put my finger in it, you know. They thought they were believers, but they didn't update their faith. Amen. That's why we see all these things arising. There are many that reject, you know, it's not Elijah, he made mistakes. Why? Because we are not keeping our faith up to date. It's very important. Listen now. Now the scene of the resurrection. The very people that Jesus was meant to convert. Those who slept, ate, did everything with Jesus. Jesus many times repeatedly told them, I'm going to die. On the third day, I'm going to rise. John 20. The first day of the week, came at Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre and sees the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Before we go any further, I just want to read the same account now in Luke 21, verse 1. It's the same story because John doesn't give so many details. Luke says, now up on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. So the very people to whom Jesus said, I'm going to raise on the third day, they are bringing their aromats, they are bringing their spices to go and, you know, prepare, you know, anoint him, anoint his body, his dead body. Were they believers or were they not believers? Jesus spoke to them that I'm going to rise the third day. It was the third day. They should have gone there and say, we are going to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. But they are bringing the aromats. They say, why? Because they were unbelievers. Amen. Because they had rejected what Jesus told them. The same sermon to which they said, amen, the day of its fulfillment, they were bringing their aromats and say, he's still in the tomb. We are going to anoint him. I'll carry on in John. Then she runs when she found, you know, even when she saw the stone rolled away, it should have kicked something in her mind to say, no, 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 what day are we? It should have risen. No, no, no. She saw that, she ran away. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said unto them, listen to what they say. They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Unbelief. Amen. Pure unbelief. We know not where they have taken him. It's not you, Mary, that should say that. And even the disciple, they believed her. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter. And you know the account. I'm not going to read everything. Now, verse 11. But, from verse 8. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Amen. Now the disciples believed that Jesus is alive. But Mary was just there with them. You know, the disciples say, he said, this is the third day. Oh, he's a reason. You know, Mary was there with them. Now from verse 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and sees two angels in white sitting. My brother, sometimes you say, I want God to send me his angel to speak to me. If they come, will you believe them? If God sent his angels today to talk to you, will you believe it's an angel? Because Mary saw two angels. But look the way she's talking to them. And sees two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said unto her, woman, why wept thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. A few minutes ago, Peter and the other disciples testified of the resurrection. She's still not believing. And when she had said that, she turned herself and saw Jesus standing, even Jesus himself. She saw Jesus standing. But the unbelief was so much anchored in her. Jesus didn't change. It was the same Jesus. But the unbelief was so much rooted in her that she couldn't even see Jesus. Listen to the account of the story. And saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Who seekest thou? Jesus asked her two questions. Why are you crying? Who are you seeking? But to show that she was annoyed, look at the answer. She doesn't answer the two questions. She was annoyed. And in other words, she told to him, leave me alone. Listen to the answer. She said, she's supposing him to be the gardener. You see where unbelief can lead you. They called Jesus. She called Jesus the gardener. Though she was standing in the presence of himself, Jesus. But since unbelief was so much in her, she called him a gardener. That's why today they are denying the promise. They'll call it names. You know, for Mary Magdalene, it was just another guy who came to annoy her. Listen to the answer now. She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away. She doesn't answer the question Jesus asked. Jesus asked her, why are you weeping? Who you are seeking? But her answer was to mean, you heard me talking to these two guys. You know what I'm looking. Why are you annoying me again? If you haven't taken me away, tell me where you have put him. Unbelief. She was talking to Jesus himself, but she called him a gardener. Be careful not to call this message one day fairy tales. Amen. Be careful not to reject one day. Now, Jesus says unto her, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Okay, I've read that one. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. You see, she didn't keep her faith updated. Welcome back, Benita. She didn't update her faith. At some stage, if you take it for granted, playing church, let's go to church. You know, Message Believers, Dublin Christian Fellowship, it's our church. But examine your faith and pray that God keep your faith not stumbling. Keep your faith updated. Because if you don't, the disciples at some stage, they started doubting the promise. Let's go back to Luke to show you how far they went. Amen. Because as I told you, nothing is new under the sun. What people are doing today, spirits don't die. It's the same spirits. Where I was reading, Luke 24. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. As they were afraid and bowed down, their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember now he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee. It's reminding them now of the doctrine. Didn't he preach you about the resurrection? But why today are you rejecting the resurrection? Why today have you brought those bags to come and embalm his body, saying the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hand of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again? And they remembered his word. Now listen, from verse 9. And they returned from the sepulchre and told these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostle. Verse 11. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Amen. And even though they came and said, you remember the Savior told us that those angels we found there, they reminded us of what he told us, that the third day he will rise again. The disciples said, their words seemed to them as idle tales. I want to insist on these words. Because what the English version has rendered as idle tales, in Greek, it's the word leiros, L-E-I-R-O-S, leiros. You know, the commentators of this verse in the Bible say, Luke wanted to be polite. That's why he chose these words that is translated by idle tales. But in the true, it was a street language. The word they used, it was a street language. It was a bad word that I can't say on pulpit here. You know, that's what they say to Mary Magdalene and the other women. They used a bad word regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Go and do your search. Leiros in Greek. L-E-I-R-O-S. It's a bad word. You get it, yeah? I don't want to say it here. But they cursed them regarding the promise of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some other translators, they try to put it, you know, try to make it a bit to look kind acceptable. They say you can use nonsense. You know, why are you talking nonsense? They say some will tell it's empty talks or silly stories or foolish, you know, speech. Something like that. But in reality, it was a bad word. They cursed those women. You see how far unbelief can lead you. If you don't update your faith, how far you one day you'll stand and curse the things you have been standing for, the things you believed, and you said it's a matter of death and life. Amen. So just, I wanted to add that to that very important teaching Brother Max brought to us for the last 3-4 weeks regarding the Elijah of Malachi 4. People are rejecting, but you just be careful and keep your faith updated. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us another opportunity this morning to fellowship around your word. Help us, O Lord. We are just human beings, and there's nothing good in us. The only thing good in us is your presence, is you. When you come and dwell in us, it gives sense to our lives, O Lord. That's why help us as we stand on these promises. Help us that our faith should never fail. Help us to keep our eyes focused. No matter what rays on the left or on the right, let us focus on you who called us and who is the finisher of the job you have started in us, O Lord. Bless now the service. Bless everything that will be done, from the song leading to the offering to the preaching of the word, worship, everything, O Lord. Let it be under your control as we call upon your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.